Yeah, we're learning Masechtas Bracha, Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting from Beis on Beis, the two dots. In the Mishnah, it said Shtayim Shem Arba, the Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba Befnim, V'Shtayim Shem Arba Bechutz, which means the Shnayim is there's two Chiyuvi Chatas for the person standing in the house, the Baal Bais, and there's two Chiyuvi Chatas for the Oni standing outside. And that means, what's two Chiyuvi Chatas? Hoitzah and Achnasa. That means if the Baal Bais picks something up in the house and puts it outside, that's Hoitzah. And if it brings something inside, that's Achnasa. Same thing the Oni. The Oni puts something inside as Achnasa, takes something out as Hoitzah. What's Shein Arba? Shein Arba, there's two more Darabonans for each for the Oni and two Darabonans for the Baal Bais. What are the two Darabonans? The two Darabonans are, like the Mishnah says, that if the Oni stuck something inside and the Baal Bais took it out of his hand, or the Baal Bais put something into the Oni's hand and he brought it out. That was two Darabonans. And the same thing with the Baal Bais stuck his hand outside and the Oni took it out of his hand, or he put something into the Oni's hand, the Oni put something in the Baal Bais' hand, he brought it inside. Now, we said there's two Darabonans for the Oni and two Darabonans for the Asher. The problem is, the Gemara is going to ask, that every time there's the Rabbanon, there's two people doing it. The Rabbanon case is, there's two people who did it. So if you think about it, there's really four cases for each of them. Besides the two Deraises, there are four Rabbanons, because they are participating in four different acts. There's four different ways you could do Hoitzah v'Achnasah, and we do it with two people, it comes out, there's Isser for each one, because there's two people. Because we said there's basically four ways to get something added in. Either the Oni picks it up here and puts it inside, or he takes something from inside, brings it out. And same thing for the Baal Bais. He either puts something from inside to outside, or he takes something from outside to inside. And if you have two people doing it, so it's, then each has two people. So it's all together eight. So it's really four deraises and eight derabbanans. And that's the Gemara's kashya. It shouldn't be two to four, it's altogether eight, it's really altogether 12. That's the problem. It's not altogether four deraises and four derabbanans, it's really be four deraises and eight derabbanans. That's the Gemara's kashya. Omle Rav Mas Labaya, Hotamri Havin, it's eight, Tarti Sri Havin, it's 12. That's the Gemara's kashya, it should be 12. It shouldn't be eight, it should be 12. Freit the Gemara Vilatameich, if you're already counting all the mutters and the putters, Shitzri Havin, there's 16. Because even in the case of Deraisa, there was a receptacle here. Let's say, for example, the Baal Bais picks something up in his house, picks up a piece of bread in his house, and gives it to the Oni. Lamaisa, the Oni accepted it. So he's a receptacle. So there's four cases of us. There's another four cases where the person doing nothing, basically, he's just a receptacle. No, that's Mar's Teretz. But that's Mar's Kash. But Tameich, you're telling me there's 12, Shitzri Havin 16. Only Holy Kash, that's not Shvar. 16 is not Shvar. Why? Bishleim of Deraisa. The cases of the Araisa, where the Oni did Haitzah v'Achnasa, or the Asher did Haitzah v'Achnasa, Potter, or Mutter, Loiktani. That's not counted. Potter, Mutter, Loiktani is not counted as anything. It's Mutter. Bava the Sefer, the Potter of Asher Kasha, but the Sefer, where they both did it together, one did the Akira, and one did the Hanacha, that's where it's Shver, that should be 12. That's the Gemara says, and we'll come back to this Kasha in a second. The Gemara just interjects about what we said, that the case where the Oni is a base kibble, the Asher is a base kibble, that there it's mutter, he says, the lashon in the Mishnah is potter. For example, the case, let's say, Pasha the Oni es yodei lefnim, the Oni stuck his hand inside, v'nosan osech yosh v'alabayis, osh notol metoycha v'hoitziya, Oni chayiv, v'alabayis potter. And the Gemara's kash is, potter usually means potter of also. Great, the Gemara, Mi'ikah b'kuli Shabbos potter mutter. Those two things, potter means mutter. V'omah Shmuel. Shmuel said a klal. Kol paturi de Shabbos potter av aser bar mahani tlas. Anytime it says the word potter in Masechta Shabbos, it means potter av aser. Besides the three cases, the potter mutter, the potter mutter. What are the three cases that potter mutter? Teidas tzvi, v'teidas nachosh, u'mafes mursa. And we'll explain each one. Rashi says, look at later on in the paragraph, Eliezer explains what each thing is. Teidas tzvi is, the loch is in Alibi, capture an animal on Shabbos. Now the case of Seder Tzvi is like this, that if someone stands next to the door and there's a deer trapped in the house, he's over at Seder. Because he stands by the door, the deer comes out. Let's say a second guy comes and stands by the door, He's not even any trapping. Not even say the why not? Because the first guy already is trapped the deer. Let's say now, after the second guy comes, guy number one leaves. And now he's being trapped by the second guy. The halacha is that it's potter and it's mutter even. That's the halacha. Because there, he didn't do any mice, so whatever the reason is, he'll say that's a case of mutter. The next two cases are cases where tzedes nachash is a case where the nachash is not going to be kuch nefesh, but it's going to be a case where it's going to be a big tzar to get a bite from the snakes. And the halacha is, you're allowed to trap it. Because the halacha is, trapping is only also when I need the nachash for its skin or for something else. But if you don't need it for that, it's called malacha she'ein tzricha legufo, which is only also midrabanan. That's what we pass. It's machlekes tanoim. We pass in malacha she'ein tzricha legufo is only midrabanan. And zok toisvis, the makim tzar, toisvis over here, the makim tzar, we were not goyzer on isra the rabbanan malacha she'ein tzricha legufo. To make an example, halacha lemais to be in like in a sukkah, if you have a bee, and a bee sting is a lot of tzar, then you allow to capture it. You allow to put a cup over it, and the reason is because it's malacha shein tzricha legufa, and makim tzar, they're not going to malacha shein tzricha legufa. That's number two. Number three is mafis morsa. Mafis morsa means you have a hole in a pimple to get the pus out. So halacha is, you're not allowed to make, it's called sias pesach. It comes from the issa maka patash or boina. You're not allowed to make a nice pesach on something. So here, the only reason why you're opening this pimple is to take out the pus because it hurts you, then also, they said it's not a issur because malacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need the pas. I don't need the pesach. The only reason I'm doing it is to take the pas out and makom tzar. They were not goyes of malacha shein tzricha legufa. That's the three cases. But the one question is that how can you say the potter means potter mutter now mishnah? If every single case means potter avasa, besides for these three cases, v'amash mul kol paturi de shabbos potter avasa ba'am hanitlas the potter mutter say the tzvi say the snachosh mevis moser. Zach the Gemara, no, ki itzrich el Shmuel, paturi legavad maisa. When does Shmuel have to tell us his halacha is only by something that you did a maisa iser, and I'm telling you that still you're potter. And not only potter, you're mutter. But paturi legavad maisa, if you didn't do any maisa, ikatuva, there's plenty of cases that you didn't do any maisa, that there it's potter mutter. You don't have to tell it to me. And therefore, our mishnah, we're very happy saying the potter mishnah is mutter, the guy didn't do anything. Someone put something in his hand, he didn't do anything, do a kira anacha. And therefore, it's not shver to say potter is mutter. But back to the kasha of our Gemara, makomakam tati srihavyan, back to the kasha. It says shtayim shivarba, which means two of the raises and two derabbanans. Zachar, there's four derabbanans. In each case, in each of the four cases of derabbanans, there was shtayim shah. So when they both did the derabbanans, it really should be altogether 12, not 8. And for the Gemara, Paturi the Asu with the Echi of Chatas Kachashuv, the Loi Asu with the Echi of Chatas Loi Kachashuv. When we count the Arba, the extra two Echi of Chatas, the extra two that's only the Rabbanon, that's not Echi of Chatas, we're only counting cases where it's possible for the person who's doing it to be over the Raisa. That means he has to make the Akira. He made the Akira. Now there's two choices. Either he can make a Hanacha, which make it the Raisa, or if someone takes it out of his hand, then it'll be someone else's hanacha. So we only counted the Isra Rabbanon. They're both Asim and Rabbanon. Even the guy made the Nachla Asim Rabbanon also. But when the Mishnah Shtayim Shemara meant only the people who are possible to come to a Daraisa. And that means the guy who started the Akira. And that's why he said only four, not eight. And the Akan, that's why, that's the Shtayim Shemara. Shtayim Shemara is two Chayiv Chadis, two Rabbanon. The only two Rabbanon we counted is if it's possible for him to come to the Dei Chayiv Chadis, which means he started off the Akira. So the Gemara Vayta, Shneim Paturim. What's Pshataka? If one person makes the Akira, means picks it up, and the other one makes the Hanacha, and the other Rishus, that you pata. But Savida Malacha B'Menayah, they both did a Malacha together. Right? So maybe, at least the way Taisus learns, the second guy should be Chayiv. The second guy should be Chayiv. Why isn't the second guy Chayiv? The one who finished it off should be Chayiv. Like Taisus speaks out, Der Maslo Shneihem, he speaks out, the second half of Taisus, Der Maslo Shneihem, says, it's not a svara that they are that the second guy can make me chayiv. At least the second guy should be chayiv because they did a malacha together. That's Mar's kasha. Why both potter they did a malacha and the second guy who finished the malacha should be chayiv? Like you know, you find by bar the guy makes the last the tefach. He's chayiv the whole thing. So maybe on Shabbos also the guy finished it off should be chayiv. So the Gemara Tanya. Rabbi Eimer, it's the Xeris of Kosov. This isn't passing. Ma'oritz ba'asoysa. Oysa is kulav lo'oysa v'ksasa. Ba'asoysa is mashma. He has to do an entire malacha. And the Brice explains, Yochid v'oysa chayit. One person does it's chayit. Shnayim v'oysa oysa p'turim. So it's a Brice from the Rebbe says, drasha amaretz ma'asoysa, that has to be that you do the whole entire halacha. Two people, shnayim sh'asu, is potter. It's menami amrachia b'gamda, nizigro. What? No, that's by Hezek. First of all, there the pasuk, we learn from pasuk actually. Kairach, kairach, the more learns that, ki yichr is what? Because it says, yiftach, yichr. But lemaisa, it can't compare nizigim to Shabbos. Shabbos, we have a special pasuk, but asoysa has to be a whole malacha. It's menami amrachia b'gamda, nizigro p'yachabura v'amru, one person does it's chayiv, two people do it is potter. Now it's a little bit shver. That what's the itmanami? We have a brisa. Usually don't say itmanami from ma'amira. It's very shver. So Tosfos asks kasha. Tosfos says tamer, strong loss and tamer. The ma'isiyata meshmaita lebrisa. It says like he says the Gemara in Kush says Vehuda. It's like a Yehuda v'oid lekra. It's cool. Like what do you have already a brisa? You don't have to bring it. That's Tosfos asks. Tosfos says two terutzim. Either he says nizuka pi chaburut hakamen tanoim, or the first brisa wasn't certified by Rav Chiya Rav Ashi. Therefore, he needed the itmanami. That's two pshatim. Back upon him, what comes up from our Gemara is that shnayim shasus potter, and you need yachat shasai, and we need akira and a hanacha. And akira and hanacha means someone picks something up in one rishus and puts it down at another rishus. And we learned in the mishnahs, ganz klar, that if you pick it up in one rishus and put it into the hand of the guy in the other rishus, that's enough to be called akira v'hanacha. Gemara has a shayla like this. But we said that let's say in the Mishnah before we speak next Gemara, what's the halacha of someone picks something up, puts it in your hand? Let's say the Oni standing in Shisha Rabim has his hand outstretched in Shisha Yachid. The Osha picks up a piece of challah, puts it in his hand in Shisha Yachid, and the Oni pulls his hat and out. The halacha is it's both Shnayim Shasu. It's not called Akira by the Oni, even though his hand was in the Shisha Yachid. But it's not called Munach there. So therefore, it's not called Akira v'anacha. Therefore, it leads up to the Gemara Shaila. Boimne Rav Merebi. Rav asked the question of Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe is a Tana, Rav is a Amayra, but we know the Gemara says Rav is Tana Opalug. Rav was like in between. He was in between a Amayra and a Tana. Here, right here is one. It's all the Gemara like that. Here, right here is Uriah. Rav asked the question from Rebbe, who was a Tana. Boimne Rav Merebi. Hetinu chaveiroi oichlim amashkin. Your friend piles you up on your shoulder a bunch of food and drink. Voitzion lechutz. And he walked outside. You know, he puts a bunch of things on his back, and he walks right out. Mahu, akira skufa akira schefes mukaymedami, is walking out called akira. It was munach first in this rishus, and now you brought it outside, so you have akira v'anocha. Umachayif, oydom aloy, or maybe not. It's like you find by a hand. That's bringing your hand out is not called akira v'anocha. So why is your body different? Omalechayif. So Rebbe answered him, yeah, you chayif. It's not doima to the other. Why? In my time, a guf inayich, yod lo inayich. He says the guf is now naich and Rishus HaYachid. The Ani is guf. Let's call him the Ani. He's standing in Rishus HaYachid. Now he's going from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. That's Akira Vahanacha. Masha ain't gain a hand, since he is standing in different Rishus than his hand is not munach in the Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, that's not called Akira bringing your hand out. So that's what Rebbe answered Rav. Omale Rav Chia l'Rav. So Rav Chia told Rav, Bar Pachsi, called him Ben Gedolim. We had this lashon in Brachas twice. Bar Pachsi, and he says Ben Gedolim lo yamin elcha. He's asking like, had you asked Rebbe to shaila lo yamin elcha? Ki koyi Rebbe b'ham masechta. Rebbe's learning a certain masechta. Lo yisashav masechta achrite. Don't ask him a different masechta. Obviously, Rebbe was not learning masechta Shabbos now, and he asked. He had a tain on him. Like, why did you ask him a shaila that he wasn't learning right now? Because the halacha is, you're not allowed to, if someone's handling one mesecta, they shouldn't ask him the mesecta, why not? Maybe he doesn't know the mesecta good. The love the Rebbe gave a rabbahu, if not the Rebbe was such a big gadol, because after he would have embarrassed him, the Mashiach halacha shinu, he would have answered you something that didn't make sense. But, hash to me a shop in Mashiach halacha. But it might say, Rebbe did answer you good, Rebbe Chia told Rav, the Tanya, Kulintan Abraisa, first Abraisa like Rebbe, Hoyton Oichlan Mashkin Boydioim, someone was carrying Miboid Yoim, Erev Shabbos, Oichle Mashkin. And then, after Shabbos, he brought it outside. Vetzion Lechutz. Mishach HaSheicha, when it's dark, Chayin. Why? Because it's called Akira V'Hanacha. Tosfos speaks out of the case was there was Omer Lofosh after it was dark. It wasn't, he kept on walking from Erev Shabbos as during dark. He never stopped, so he never had a Kira Anocha. Here he stopped. He stopped in the Rishos HaYachid, and then after it got dark, he walked out. It's a Kira Vahanocha, and it's a riot to Rebbe Zisoy that you have a Kira Vahanocha when you have something on your back. It's not like Yodai, like you said, like Yodai is not called the Hanocha anyway, and therefore there's no problem of a Kira Vahanocha.